The ocean science team is like a sports team. They score points, they have team names, they have a team captain, but their practices are run a bit differently.
Team captain.
Z.
Z, lines of latitude. Oh.
They're not running around a gym. Students sit in a classroom working their brains through a science trivia game called Quiz Bowl. The Quiz Bowl is kind of like multiple choice Jeopardy. Students buzz in with their answers to questions being read here by Coach Joni Johnson.
X, increasing drag in the water. Y, decreasing density. Z, interrupt chomping.
Z.
Z, decreasing cellular fat content is correct. And your bonus question.
The event has three parts. The Quiz Bowl and presentations, along with a paper that's turned in before the trip. The presentations are on 15-page research papers that the students spent months preparing. There are 9 students on Petersburg's 2 teams. About half of them have gone to the state competition before, including sophomore Julia Murph.
There's a lot of different teams from around Alaska there, and they are all competing just like us, but some of them don't do a presentation part of it, they just quiz bowl. But others do a presentation, and it's interesting to see what their presentations are on and what they chose to pursue.
The event's theme this year is community resilience. Petersburg's 2 teams chose to look at how resilient Petersburg would be with a tsunami and in a market crash in China. Sophomore Joseph Giesbrecht is part of the team that looked at the market crash.
If China's market crashed, the main problem would be with the salmon as we reprocess in China. So one of the solutions to that would be getting mechanized production or reprocessing in Alaska to save the shipping and all that other stuff. And we had other things, too, that we could use, like mining, expanding markets, using salmon for new things like wallets or even phone cases. So.
But they also concluded that it would be unlikely for China's fish market to crash. To help them get ready for the competition, the teams practice regularly after school. They competed in a practice quiz bowl in Sitka last fall, and they recently presented their research papers to the community. Senior Tucker Hagerman thought that part went pretty well.
We had a few hiccups here and there, a few technical problems beforehand, but overall I think it was very well received. I think it was well understood, and I think we're looking pretty good for Seward.
This will be Hagerman's 3rd time to the Seward competition. He's on the team that researched Petersburg's tsunami resilience.
Interrupt, Marissa.
Why?
Why is correct.
Sophomore Marissa Nilsson is on the tsunami team, too. She thinks the topic is better than last year when they researched narwhals.
This research project had so much to do with our community, and that way it was like more intimate. So when we were sharing it with everyone, the questions we were getting back weren't just like, oh, well, what do narwhals eat? It was more like, well, how will this affect me? Or like, really, what is it? We got more of a response back, and it was just kind of a cooler situation.
Coach Sunny Rice is looking forward to her teams interacting with students outside of Southeast.
For them to be exposed to these communities from all around the state and not just necessarily playing a sport against them, but hearing what's important. So Dillingham is going to have chosen a topic that's important to Dillingham, and I think it's really eye-opening for all of the teams to hear from each other about that.
The other coach, Joni Johnson, has been to the event many times. So I ask her,
what kind of involvement can you have during the competition?
We can do absolutely nothing. You sit there very quietly, and you watch, and you try not to make faces when you hear the right answer or when they say something wrong or get super excited when they've just interrupted. It's really quiet. And they're told they cannot confer when they're doing the buzzer part. The only time they can confer is for the bonus question, or in between each 6-minute round, there are 2 challenge questions where they get to, you know, confer. But the rest of the time, it's quiet. And you'll have moderators that are hilarious, and there's lots of laughter. And then you'll have moderators where you could hear a pin drop. So it kind of just depends on which room you're in. But as a coach, you just kind of sit there and do nothing.
No cheering allowed.
None. No, you get kicked out. It's crazy.
Besides the quiz bowl and presentations, students will be visiting the Sea Life Center in Seward, building a remotely operated vehicle, dissecting a squid, and dissecting stellar sea lion scat to figure out what they've been eating. The winning team from Alaska's competition can go on to compete at the national event. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.